everybody. Competition shows are literally the hottest thing around right now. You can be The Voice. You can be The American Idol. You can be the next Top Chef. And now you can actually be the next app star. And here with me today to talk about this is Todd Bricks. Todd, thanks for coming by.
Hey, great. Good to be here, Laura.
Cool. So let's talk about the next app star. What is it?
Next app star is a sort of a competition that we've set up that enables developers from all over the world who've published an app with our app store for the opportunity to get on primetime TV.
Oh, nice.
In an advertisement that Microsoft would run later this year.
So it's a competition. Who can enter?
Anyone who has a Windows Phone app published basically by March 5th is going to have the opportunity to participate in this competition. And the really cool thing about this competition is it's going to be open to every Windows Phone developer, and then the top 64 who qualify during our sweeps week in early March, those top 64 get into the final brackets, and then consumers all over the world get to vote and get to decide who should be the next app star.
Oh, so it's like a people's choice.
It is a people's choice methodology, and we're going to line it up right in time with the big basketball tournament that always happens in the United States between March and early April. Filling out a bracket, being able to guess and be able to vote. Head-to-head, two apps enter, one app leaves, and then we go forward round.
Awesome.
Until we get to the grand prize winner who gets on TV.
Now, this sounds really cool. So anyone can enter as long as you have an app in the marketplace. Did that app need to be developed in the year 2012, or any app is fine?
Any app is eligible. The only thing that we ask is that the app be available in at least one country, and available certainly for Windows Phone 8.
Cool. So talk about these brackets. So you've got your top 64, because this is a new way of doing things in contests, really.
Yeah.
I've never seen it done before, at least not for a Windows Phone contest. So are the competitors just chosen at random, or are they seeded? How do you pick who goes head-to-head against who?
Yeah, well, they'll be seeded, but they'll be seeded based on a couple of different inputs. It's going to be basically user ratings. And so during the sweeps week, anybody who rates your application, that vote counts. And those that get high ratings are the ones that are most likely to win.
Awesome. And then are there categories, or is it just best all-around app? What's the judging criteria?
Well, it's going to be half based on user ratings, the number of really 4- and 5-star ratings that they get during the sweeps week period.
Right.
And then it's also going to be based on a bunch of quality metrics as well. That we ask developers to look at and consider in building their apps, like make sure it's a good high-performance app that is designed and it works well. It really provides a lot of user delight.
Awesome. So at the end, there's one app. There's one winning app.
There'll be one next app star.
Nice. And so you said that this app gets to go on television. I may have to start developing apps right now, because we all know my only goal in life is to get on television. Just kidding. So how does that happen? They're going to have a commercial, or it's going to be in a promo spot?
Well, already with Windows Phone 8, we featured over 150 applications that already exist in the Windows Phone store. And what we'd like to do is give all of our 125,000-plus published apps the opportunity to also get on TV as well. But we're using a little competition and user input to help decide that.
Okay, so it'll be in a commercial?
It'll be in a TV commercial that runs in prime time.
In the Super Bowl?
In the United States, not in the Super Bowl. The contest ends after the Super Bowl.
Okay, otherwise.
But in the late spring and summer time frame, it'll be in one of our major primetime TV spots.
Okay, so the one app star gets to be on television, but what about everyone else? So there's a bunch of other prizes?
There are a lot of other prizes. Anybody who meets the round of 64 gets free Windows phones.
Nice.
They get free year worth of Dev Center subscription, and there'll be a lot of other prizes that we'll announce along the way.
Great.
Throughout the contest period.
That's awesome. So anyone out there can vote. So I think our big call to action here is to submit your app, right?
Yep. Submit your app. Get it all prettied up.
Where do they go to submit the app?
Submit it in Dev Center. It has to be in there before March 5th.
Okay.
Once March 5th hits, then we start sweeps week, and then we let the users decide from there.
So if you miss the deadline, you can still participate by voting, and anyone can vote. So follow the link and go to the website that we have noted down below, and get out there, and you never know, you could be the next app star.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. I may have to enter.
It's all about making developers rich and famous.
Perfect.